Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Me Talking. On this one, I would like to talk about the semi-digital detox that I did in September and give you a little feedback on how it was, how well it went, or how not so well it went. It served a purpose, let's say. So what does it mean, semi-digital detox? It means my goal was to not watch movies, no series, no YouTube video, no social media, especially Instagram, because I'm not on any other platform really. And also no podcast, because I tend to listen to so much content, so much digital content, listen to and watch. And I wanted to see if it would have an impact on my creativity and my productivity. So I did, or I tried to do a month of this. And I will give you a feedback on how it went and what I realized, or how I felt. So on the first day, it was really weird to not listen or watch anything while I was doing house chores or riding my bike, because that's a habit I started to have the last few years. I'm sure like you too. We listen to things whenever we don't do something where we need to use our brain so much, which is great, but also it distracts us from the task, from the one task. And I find it weird, like for example, doing the dishes, cycling, hanging up the laundry, eating. That's my bad habit. I have it since I'm a teenager, because for the little story, I was watching TV when I was eating, because as long as I was eating, I didn't have to do my homework. So I would eat and watch TV at the same time, and then I would procrastinate on homework. It started very well in my youth. Homework has the word work in it, so yeah, no wonder I was procrastinating that already. I found it weird that it was so weird that we got so used to multitask, basically. That was day one. Then day two, there was a lot of questioning happening, I guess, a lot of professional questioning, because I guess without the content constantly coming in and being in this bubble of seeing the same things that as you do online or hearing the same content, it validates what you do and vice versa. And suddenly you're not seeing all these things anymore, and you go outside and you realize, oh, the world is actually not at all like the online world I'm following. And on top of that, I was also reading the book 10 Arguments to Delete Your Social Media Account Right Now from, who is this from? Jaron Lanier, something like that. And yeah, it was, it's very informative. It's written in a way that's not the kind of things I read usually, but it's informative, let's say. And on day two and three, there was a lot of reading happening, a lot of baking, a lot of work, doing house chores, because there was so much, I had so much time all of a sudden, which is sad to say. I was not on social media, so I had so much time. I was not watching one YouTube video after the other, because they all look so amazing and fun. I watch a lot of stand-up on YouTube, and it makes my day to laugh, you know? Or TED Talks, or all these things that are so fascinating. And I had a lot of time, and I basically got a lot of shit done. I forgot to say at the beginning, I was during the digital detox, I kept all that written content, because you have to consume it slower. It's when you read is text, it's just slower. That's how it is. And is I have to laugh because there is this function on Spotify and all these apps where you can listen to content or watch videos in an accelerated way. And I don't know why anybody would want to do that. I know why, it's to consume more and faster, but so consume more. But it's very weird to hear someone talk very fast. And I don't think it's necessarily good for our nervous system. I'm pretty sure it's not. So reading is the only medium that you have to take your time for, which was kind of also the purpose of this month, without really noticing, making it more mindful, I guess. The un or let's say it was an underlying benefit from the whole thing. My intention was to see what impact it would have on my creativity and productivity. And productivity in a way, yeah, what I produce, what I work on, but I guess in a focused way would be the word. Not necessarily mass production, but more focused work, like writing. And this did help, actually. I'm not finished with my book yet, but it did help to finish a few blog posts that were just drafts, and my first article on Medium, which I'm super happy about. It's about resistance, one of my favorite topics. And yeah, I did feel more focused, I think, in general. Then on day 9, basically, I felt the need for, or I was craving watching a movie because the weather started to go. It was raining the whole month, and or it felt like, it's not true actually, but it felt like it. And I was craving this comfort of watching a movie and going into another world, because I mostly watch fantasy or science fiction. Yes, that's my nerdy side. And on day 10, I broke one rule, one of the rule I set myself. This is what I do all the time. No, actually, I don't have rules, and that's, no, it's not true either, actually. Well, French, you know, that's all I'm gonna say. So I broke the rule of not watching a YouTube video because a friend of mine, sent one to me, and it was perfect timing because I'd needed to hear exactly what Kyle Cease had to say in this video. I can put the link in the show notes actually, because yeah, it's really good. Kyle Cease is a, I don't even know how to, what he categorizes himself in, maybe spiritual entertainer or coach or something like that. He does amazing work. And so just one video on day 10, 7 minutes. It's not too bad. I didn't feel bad about it at all. And then on day 15, I broke the movie rule. I watched a movie with my husband for emotional purposes, which was really interesting, because the craving of watching something or the feeling like it, or wanting to watch something because you're already feeling good and you just want to enhance this joy with something you like to do, is totally different than watching something for emotional purposes. I mean, it's gonna have the same result, I guess, at the end, but depends what you are watching, of course. Also, it really feels different beforehand, before watching something. And I invite you, next time you want to consume anything, can be food also, before you consume food or content or anything, maybe take a moment to ask yourself, why am I consuming this? How do I feel right now? Do I want to enhance this moment with more joy or pleasure? Or do I want to just not feel a shitty... There's no shitty emotion, of course. As a coach, I should say that, but let's be honest here. Yeah, do you want to avoid a shitty feeling? Or if you feel sad and you don't want to feel the emotion, which is okay, sometimes it happens. It happened to me in September. I will talk more about it, as I will tell you that I watched more movies, more series. No content on Instagram though, and no YouTube, and I'll get back to that. But yeah, it's a totally different feeling at the end. I think it's the same benefit depending on what you're watching. Let me know if you actually do this experience. Let me know if you could feel the difference. If you could take that moment and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I feel like this and this, and that's why I want to do this. And it's, I don't remember now if it was a blog post or in the future book. I'm gonna spoil it if it's in the future book, that we should always pay attention to these moments and then choose. And it's okay if you choose to go for it anyway, but I think I wrote, yeah, but maybe don't go for it. Yeah, well, it happens to the best of us to consume something for emotional purposes. Anyway, the first step is to be aware of it. It's already amazing. So that was day 15, and from there on I watched two other series. One with my partner, also because I guess we wanted to enhance our evenings. And then by myself, because again, I had a little emotional thing that I was not really willing to feel. And I was by myself during the craniosacral therapy weekend in Luzern, the last module I did. And I was in an apartment that had no soul, basically, you know, those rental apartments where it's all clean and everything is there, but it's not cozy. And it was the end of the day, the night started to come, and I was like, ooh, nope, not feeling that. Let's watch something. And then the irony is that I watched a detox series. That was the name of the series. It's a French series and it's called Detox, and the two main characters are doing a digital detox, and it's very funny. But I think it's only funny if you're French. So if you are French and listening to that, I highly recommend it. If you're not, I warned you. So it was very interesting, this emotional consumption, digital consumption. And then on the last day of September, we went to the movies, and this is hilarious what's going to happen, because it really, I thought, yeah, it's the universe not wanting me to break for good that digital detox by going to the movies. So we went to the movies and it was the afternoon and we were the only ones in the cinema, which was amazing. And quickly we realized that the format they had the movie in was not fitting the screen. So the screen was, the image was blurry and the 3D was not really working. And so we told them and they were trying to fix it for the next hour in vain. And so we go to the counter and we get our free tickets that are valid for 1 year. And then the dude at the counter said, "Oh yeah, and then in December the second movie comes out." So it was Avatar. And I thought that was the second movie already, because why would I want to watch the first one that I watched 14 years ago? And then I say, "What do you mean the second one?" And then he's said, "Yeah, this was the re-release of the first one. They didn't, that's why it was written re-release." And I was like, I did not read that. And so, thank God it didn't work because this would have been the first movie, and we thought this was already the second one. So, yeah, a little fail, movie fail. I have a ton of stories like that. Awkward moment number, I don't know, 10,000 or 20,000, 1 billion. This was for your entertainment. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So in the end, today is day three and I started to be on Instagram again and YouTube videos and podcasts and all of it, but I really try to use it in moderation, meaning I'm not the app is not open the whole time. I disconnect the whole day and then I try to be on it for specific things and not to scroll. And on YouTube, I have to figure out. I'm on it for, again, stand-up comedy. It's my weakness. I just like to watch it. It just brings me a lot of joy. Makes me laugh, and laughter is my medicine, among other things. But yeah, I really enjoy it, and yeah, I try to use these platforms in moderation because I noticed on day one when I went back on it, it already affected my nervous system. I could feel it. And so I really want to do my best to limit the time on it to be able to still get shit done. It did have, so like I said, an effect on not so much creativity, I think, but maybe about productivity, definitely getting things done in every area of life. And why not so much on creativity? Because I think those platforms also inspire me greatly, and they're not just bad. That's what I wanted to say. They're very inspiring, and I'm doing podcasts myself, so I enjoy it very much to talk to you right now, even though you might listen to that tomorrow or in a month or never. But I think it's amazing that we can connect in this way. Yeah, that's also another point. It's a platform that helps us connect. I have two podcasts this week, for example, with people I would not have known without social media. And I find it beautiful that it connects us. One lives in Sweden and one in the UK. And I would never have met them, and I think they have great things to share. They will be on the podcast this week, and you will hear who it is. And it's also, I think, what I missed, not in retrospect, because I was not noticing that in September, but in retrospect, I miss not seeing what my friends are doing, what my close community is doing. Because, for example, I missed that one of them experienced forest fires, pretty intense forest fires in France during her holiday, and I had no clue that that had happened while it was happening. I only learned about it afterwards, and I guess that's how it used to be back in the days. We didn't have this constant information or this immediate direct information, and it's okay, we lived with it and it was totally fine. But I kind of felt like, oh wow, I had no idea this was happening to her, and maybe I would have sent a message like, hey, are you okay, or I don't know, showed that I cared. Or yeah, that was a little bit what I missed, basically missing out. Not the fear of missing out, but in retrospect, missing out. I think I didn't miss at all. On the other hand, hearing about everything that's happening in the world, this was actually pretty good, because now I start to see things again and hear the war, the this, that, the electricity crisis and energy crisis. And in the stand-up comedians I listen to or watch are talking about politics, and then I hear about politics, and yes, it's very funny, but still, it's interesting. I wonder how it is for you. How do you use social media platforms, YouTube? How much content do you watch or listen to? Do you do breaks sometimes? How do you deal with it? Do you think it's affecting you or not? All these things, let me know. I'd love to have a little debate about it, or a feedback, or if you have questions, whatever you want to share, please share it. And also, I didn't make it clear maybe earlier mid-podcast when I was inviting you to notice whether you're consuming something because of an emotion, or because you want to that you don't want to feel, or because you want to enhance your moment with more joy. I wanted to say that sometimes it's too hard to, this is what I noticed for myself, it's too hard to feel our emotions by ourselves or in certain situations, even though we are taught to do so by the self-development world, the spiritual world, and I try to do it as much as possible, but like I gave a couple examples earlier, it doesn't always work. And sometimes you just don't want to look at it or feel it, and it's okay. And so if it's your case, if you feel that sometimes it's too much for you to feel it by yourself, please reach out to me, and I'd be happy to hold the space for you so you can feel those emotions in a one-on-one setting. If you'd like to do coaching sessions with me, know that the first 30 minutes is free, so you have nothing to lose, really. And then you can see if we're a good fit and see if you want to continue to work with me or not. I'd be super happy to help. Thank you so much for listening until the end. Until next time, bye-bye.